Hello, this is Brent speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's there? I heard Sophie and Christoph?
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
I'm just getting good at voice guessing.
Who is it?
Ooh. Hi, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Sophie. Great to have you back.
Yay.
Was it good? Did you enjoy the beaches and the cockroaches and the, you know?
Oh, yes. It was very good.
Yeah, so waiting for Charles. He's just dialing in.
Yeah, he's just hassling me to dial in as well. So, I mean, you know, how wonderful is that man? Excellent.
So we have a rather short agenda, which is somehow good.
We can talk about the emphasis in the conference, if that's at all controversial, I guess.
Sorry?
We can talk about conference emphasis, but I don't know if that's suitable.
So any volunteers in taking notes? This is the last first item. Christoph.
Hello everyone, Charles speaking.
Hi Charles.
Hello.
Hey, somebody spoke up.
Yeah, Charles, we were just asking who's going to take notes.
Me taking notes? Why not?
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Cool.
That was easy. Okay, just that we have a rather short agenda for today, which is good. And so action item one, who's taking notes, done. Perfect. From my side, I'd like to give a short status update on the foundation. So as most of you have heard, we reached the 50,000 needed for setting it up in Germany, and PayPal even managed to transfer the money to our account, which is really cool. Basically, we should talk a bit about the next steps. Right now, donations keep coming in, which is good. It's much less than the first days, but it's still an amount of about 1,000 euro per day at the moment, which is good. And as said, the money that we get in donations on top of the required capital stock will be for the future budgets. So, Andre dropped me an email that he, or dropped an email to the list that he might be late. Sophie, you are here. I think we should talk a bit about the next steps that we have to take when legally setting it up. So, at the moment, the our lawyer is working on the bylaws, so we have them translated and adapted to German law. Hopefully, I will soon know what needs to be changed or modified to make it compatible with German law. And as soon as we have that in the German translation, we can hand it over to the appropriate governmental body. They can then check it and say if it's already sufficient or if there need to be changes in order to have the foundation approved. The state in Germany where we should go for the foundation is not clear yet. We are still investigating. There are somehow different types of foundations. Church foundations and welfare and whatever, and we are in a third category, and there are several states who are friendlier to those foundations than others. Hessen is one of the states that's possible, which is good because Thomas Krummann lives there. We're waiting if there are other states that are possible. So I think that rather soon when setting up the foundation, we need to provide names of people in the various boards. I think we have two boards in the bylaws. One is the advisory board. It's basically set up by donors, large donors, and the other is elected board of directors. I don't know if the same principles exist in German foundation law, but I guess it's somehow similar. Anyway, we need to come up with some names soon, and for that, which brings me back to Sophie, we should talk about the status of the membership committee, because if I recall it correctly, voting on these seats, given that it's legally possible in Germany, but I think so, should be done only by approved members of LibreOffice of the Beckman Foundation. So
We are quite ready. Only the forms on the site need to be done, mm-hmm. and then we will be ready to announce it and accept the form on the list.
Ah, okay.
So only the site need to be set now.
Okay. And this is someone working on this? I recall that someone replied to
Erich. I think Erich was waiting for some an account or something like that, and he will set the forms, and then we can announce and begin the process.
Okay, that's good. My proposal would be that we wait then. I think it will take one or two more weeks until we have more details on how the thing could look in Germany and how we have to vote on the boards and the like. I think we can use pretty much of what we have in the community bylaws, but we are sure in about 1 or 2 weeks, so this should leave enough time for approving members and get the whole process running, so we then... as soon as we have the legal paperwork ready, can go on the boarding. I can't estimate how long it will take, but I talked to Thomas Kumman, and as soon as we have the required details and translations, we will get in touch with the minister or ministry who is in charge for that, and then we'll see what's missing. And I think pretty soon we will have to provide some names. So that's just the hint I wanted to provide.
Yes, but people can begin to apply for the membership next week. So as soon as the form is ready, we can go on.
Oh, that's perfect. It's perfect timing. That's great. So regarding the foundation, that's all from my side at the moment. So I'm basically waiting from the legal stuff to come back, and then getting to know where to exactly have it and what the conditions are and what we have to maybe modify. But I will inform everybody as soon as I have details on this. Any questions, any additions to that?
No, not for me.
Okay. So then maybe, I think I forgot even to edit at the moment, we are at CeBIT, so not myself, but lots of colleagues are attending CeBIT in Hanover, and we also have a booth there, and we'll provide information on the Beckman Foundation, and hopefully we'll also get some more corporate donors in the boat, and keen on hearing what the feedback is. It's in Germany the first large presentation since we went out with the LibreOffice 3.3 final. This could be pretty interesting. I guess that nobody looked at the work items page, so I just suggest we skip this for today, which could be next agenda item. Then there are two more items. One is, I don't know who edited this, about regional pages for the LibreOffice website.
Yes, I did. I did. This was something that was requested from us several days ago on the steering committee mailing list. Basically, it's the question on whether what exactly we should be doing for non-native language websites, but you know, pages for, let's say, the U.S. For the United States or the United Kingdom, whether we want to have these pages or what we only want to have is perhaps specific mailing lists, you know, things like that, basically.
Okay.
They have a specific mailing list already, and I thought the discussion was closed.
Okay. And the... basically,
can anybody hear me?
So basically, what was the outcome of this? Just for my notes.
I need to check again, but I think the mailing list was enough.
I need to check again the threads. But Sophia, I agree that was my state as well. I understood as much.
I don't recall it.
We have some buzzing sound here.
Pardon?
We have some buzzing sound.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm in my car. Hopefully it's okay. I'm going a bit slower now.
Be careful. But now I think I recall what the thing was about. It was it related to someone adding the link to the U.S. marketing mailing list to the main page, and then the discussion came out what to add to which pages?
Yes.
Okay.
That was when I was away.
Okay,
the discussion arrived. If it's on marketing list or TDF discuss.
I think it was on the web. At least a long thread started on the website list.
Okay.
Okay. As usual on this list. I don't know. But I don't know the outcome, so if I guess somebody will ping us again if we missed something here.
Cool. Oh, let's Christoph speaking here, because I'm just looking through the mails and I heard a lot of different proposals for that. So my proposal would be, if there is another try or attempt or proposal or so, I would like to have some proposals from the guys who would like to have the regional pages, or what or maybe a summary of what's the problem. Because as far as I understood, we had, let's say, 10 proposals, and 8 times people accepted that this would be okay. But then the next proposal came in, and so I'm not that clear what the real outcome was as well. So my proposal would be for the meeting minutes to ask for, if there's still a problem or still a question, to rephrase the question and maybe to phrase a proposal for that.
Yeah.
But there was no problem. The issue was okay with everybody.
Okay, so if that's the point, if there's no further request...
I think there is. We have David Nelson from the Foundation on that channel, and he's coming up with the following proposal: British.liberalfas.org, American.liberalfas.org. So that's what I'm seeing.
I think it was the discussion that we should have for various regions, different subsites, but I think it arose all when the link to the Yes marketing list was added, and then people proposed we should add other lists as well. And my take is, if there is a strong region, like for the U.S. marketing list, it makes sense to have a separate list for the U.S. group. But I'm not so sure about websites. I don't know. If
websites is a problem.
Yeah. You spread knowledge
because
and information
language.
Via sites then.
We will have a mix between languages and the region and or countries, and it's really difficult for some language, then they will not appear again. Like Macedonian, Tibetan.
Yeah.
So on.
Well,
so currently we use the standard ISO codes, is that correct?
Exactly. I think we have two exceptions. I think we have some. Do we have some Catalan lists? I'm not quite sure, but at least we have the US list.
Okay. But we could have redirectors to, from all manner of translated names. It's just going to pollute the namespace, presumably, hideously.
lists are okay. It's website.
I think the proposal was that local groups like David is just talking about UK website, that they have their own localized or adapted website, which I don't think makes sense in that many cases.
I know. Great.
I think that that's the old topic we had from OpenOffice.org when it's not about the country but about language. I think that's the point that somehow missed.
Yes.
What I would propose is if there is a valid need to have a separate list and or a website, that we can of course fulfill it, but I just don't want to start, like Michael said, clutter the namespace just for a few people. So if we see activity, for example, on the marketing mailing list, with lots of groups from the UK and from Germany and from whatever, from wherever, then we can set up a dedicated site, but only as soon as we see evidence that this is really needed.
We should be very careful about that.
Yeah. My personal concern is that, or my hope is that the English-speaking guys, whether this is US or whether this is the UK, are somehow taking care of what we currently have as an international website, for example. What I don't understand, because I'm not that much involved, is what are these special needs? What is the difference to in terms of marketing when looking at the UK? David just added something in the IRC concerning the special marketing need, like local government, etc., etc. I still don't know what this means to the website. If there is some different pages, if there's too much different information, if this is just one page which might be different. Well, I don't have the overview, but of course I'm not the steering committee member, but I would feel much more safe to know what these special needs are when looking in, or when comparing them to the current website.
Well, I think, Christoph, I think we can start with very basic things. If there are people interested in doing things, let's say in the United Kingdom, it depends. If there's a feeling that the volume of contributions or discussions on specific UK problems and adoption of LibreOffice, are existent enough, then we might want, to open like a new specific mailing list for this. Where I'm not so sure is about the need to have specific and entire, set of websites. To me that's like odd. I mean, unless there's the only place where, or the only need to have specific dedicated regional pages distinct from native language sites is if you have, let's say, local ecosystem, local suppliers being listed, whatever. But I don't see any other specific need,
Of course, but I don't know whether this is a need.
I agree with you, Christoph. All I'm saying is, we do not know this. So.
Well, yep.
David, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, David. You can speak.
Hi, can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, my two cents is just that we have the English site at the moment, and it's really considered to be an international site. It's like everybody's site. So we for instance, for the UK, there would be a lot of specific content that we could add to attract local government, national government, etc. But we can't have that kind of specific content. We really would need to attack the UK with a UK-centered website, in my personal opinion, and the US is just the same. Now, I know that Christian said that he was willing to set up something like en-gb.libreoffice.org, but it really sucks as a domain name.
Let's start in a very simple way. Are we talking about a specific web page or a set of web pages here?
A complete set of web pages.
Okay, what would you have? I mean, you don't have to answer about that now, but may I propose perhaps the following thing, that you come up with an actual proposal, what you would like to, which you think might be good for these web pages, because it's unclear to me, and I think to many people here, what would be that specific to, let's say, UK or to any other specific region, you know, in order to have those dedicated web pages.
Okay. I can always put something up on the Pumbaa site, and then you guys can take a look at it there.
I mean, you know, you can even just send, like, a document and just write it on the wiki. Like, here's, like...
Okay.
You know, like, you know.
Okay. But the one thing that I would especially like to request of you guys, if you're agreeable, is that you don't stick us with a domain name like en-gb.libreoffice.org, and instead, if you could give us like british.libreoffice.org, american.libreoffice.org, because I think it has a lot of marketing attraction. I mean, the Americans are extremely patriotic people, you know. If you tell
but
them LibreOffice is open. Excuse me,
because
Sophie?
Several language will have to go away, so we can
have
sites specific to countries. It's impossible.
Can you give me a good example, Sophie,
Why?
Of that? Do you think?
Macedonian language, for example, or Tibetan. Or we already have several problems in OpenOffice.org with that.
It is a sort of minefield.
it is true that going on a language basis obviously solves many problems. That has been a given in recent years now.
But just to put the idea to you, my suggestion is that for a market like the Americans, it's a huge marketing bonus to have a site something like american.libreoffice.org. I think it's much better than having something like en-us.libreoffice.org. That's my
two cents. Actually people look at URLs, though, ultimately? Do they not just bookmark them and, you know, move on with it? Well, I think it's easy.
I don't know.
Spend a lot of time discussing these things, but, you know, usually people go to a front page and then, well, hopefully they don't click a flag, because that's even more emotive. But,
yeah.
I don't know, because I think, you know, yeah, I can just, I've been several places recently, and they say, so what's the website, man? And I say, okay, I can say, okay, LibreOffice.org, and, you know, they remember that, fine. And then if I want to go to England and I want to go and talk to the local government people there, go to a local council or something like that, and say, okay, so where can I find a website? I say, British.LibreOffice.org. It's going to stick in the guy's mind immediately. Sensitive, huh?
A bit undetermined. I mean, independent from the question whether this makes sense for the moment, at least, we have, I would say, the approach for example, for the U.S. We don't have ENUS, but we don't stick them with the language code, but rather with the country code, so to say. We have us.libreoffice.org for the for the F list, and I think there was one more example where we set up a list that was not related to a language code or not tied to a language code, but rather to a specific country or region. I think it was the Catalan region. But
in which case, I hope that you speak to Christian, because Christian, he wasn't very in agreement with that. He didn't like that idea at all. So you would have to tell him then. Because I already suggested to him like us.libreoffice.org and uk.libreoffice.org, and he did not want.
Okay. I didn't follow the thread. If we, as I said, independent from the question, as if we want to have this, but at least from a gut feeling, the country approach would then, or the region approach would then make more sense. But I'm still not convinced that we're not losing things by that, because then we would have spread information on various pages.
Right, and we duplicate our entire web page. I mean,
yeah.
many times. I don't know.
So what I can imagine, of course, if you have any specific action running that you need a special landing page or something like that, I think this can be dealt with, but I doubt that in the long term we will be able to maintain a consistent state, for example, on the marketing websites for various regions. So if it's just for 1, 2, 3 subsites or some information, we will always find solutions. But I want to avoid, on the one hand, that, for example, if you have British LibreOffice.org, that there is information that is helpful for everyone just on that page and we don't see it. And on the other hand, that there is helpful information on the main page that those people going for British LibreOffice.org won't see. So I think we have it already a bit with the US marketing list when I'm also subscribed, and a few of those threads would be to general interest for everyone. So also we're beginning to have information separated on the U.S. marketing list, which would more or less be helpful for everybody. Oh. And if we go on with a lot of separate wiki pages, I fear we could run into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern. It's a bit understandable. That's, I said if you need some specific landing page for targeting something, that's something we can also deal with, but I don't want to duplicate the pages, like Michael said.
Mm. I agree. I think it's very easy to create new things and very hard to maintain old things. And you know, personally, I would on the side of maintenance. But you know, I'm not doing work, mm-hmm. so I'll shut up.
You know, I will draft something and send it to Charles, and then that would at least give you something to look at as far as the British side is concerned.
Well, just could you send it to the main? You know, to send that to me only. I'm, you know, I'm just an incumbent here, you know. So.
okay.
You know,
I could
send
it
to website or the website mailing list or during discuss. You know.
Okay.
We can have another look.
Okay.
Sounds good. So then the next and also last item would be the proposal we have on the list for having a merchandising swag store for LibreOffice TDF material. Did anybody manage to have a closer look at it already? Toft, maybe? You in recipients list? Is you still with us? No. So I'll try to briefly sum it up. I didn't find time to look into it yet, but if I got it right, the proposal is that we, or that people are interested in buying merchandising material, and that we cannot produce all of them ourselves. Like, I don't know, for the German Association, we did a lot merchandising material for OpenOffice.org. We had it produced and sold it ourselves, which was just a burden because you have to deposit packages and take care of invoices. And there are two proposals that basically could help us with that. One is Spreadshirt, the other one is Cafe Press. The first one is obviously based in Germany, and the second one is obviously based in the UK. And if I got it right, we will transfer the logos and artwork and the like to them, and then they will on demand produce and sell the products themselves with some amount of money going back to us, so we would receive some donations, income, whatever, without having to deal with the logistics behind that. I think I hopefully summed it up correctly. So,
sounds
well,
like a great idea.
I think basically it's not a problem. If somebody is willing to have a look how it works in detail, why not? I think we can at any time change the vendor. There's no exclusivity, and it would help us a lot. Of course, it will be a bit more expensive, I think, to the customer than if we do it ourselves, but we just don't have the resources at the moment.
Yeah.
If you need a volunteer, I'll investigate the possibilities and start a thread on the mailing list about it.
Yes, I would. We had a proposal sent in private. I would then reply to this proposal and ask if we maybe can do it on the public list, just to avoid double work.
Okay. I'll check the possibilities out, and then I'll post about it, and then we can chase it up from there. Sounds like something to get Christoph involved in. This is one for the design team. Give them something
okay, well,
else to turn their artistic talents to.
Okay, well, of course we can have a look, for example, at the usability of the sites and what they deliver in terms of value.
Mm.
But as Florian mentioned, if there is a chance to change that, if there is no exclusive contract for, let's say, 2 years or so, I think we just gain.
I think, yeah.
Gain things.
So, just out of interest, where are we setting the balance here between earning money and, you know, getting our brand out there? I mean, so what sort of sums are we going to be earning? What kind of percentage uplift are we getting out of this, and how is that split with the company doing work?
It's a good point. I have no clue, but I just can talk out of experience what we had in Germany. It was not that much. It was a few percent that you could keep if you take out the portage and production cost. It totally depends. Like, for example, the USB keys, at least in the very beginning, they were pretty expensive to buy. I think the fast ones costed about 20 euro or 25 euro even in buying. And if we sell them for then 25 or 30 euro, you don't make that much money with it. I have no clue for the T-shirt. I think we should find out how much it costs.
Yes, I think we should find out how much we, not only it costs, but how much we get out of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And maximize that, clearly. And personally, I think buying an expensive mug with LibreOffice on it is, you know, something people can do to donate and get something back.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd be in favor of expensive mugs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
15 euros for a mug, but, you know, 10 euros went to us, or the foundation, you know?
Yeah, it would be nice to know that lots of money went back to LibreOffice, yeah.
Yeah, and not that all money is staying with Spreadshirt or Cafe Press, because then people buy the stuff in order to help us, but in the end they just help them and not us.
Quite, yes, that's
yeah.
My concern. So potentially having a couple of suppliers might make sense just to keep them on their toes and see, you know, I think I would get bids from both of them to see how much we would get.
Definitely. Maybe we even need several, depending on where they can deliver, for example.
Right,
there's
and
one
choose the cheapest.
Germany.
Yeah, completely.
And we want to make the folks in Australia happy as well, for example.
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll try and get together as comprehensive a list as possible with an idea of the terms and conditions and put it on the lists. Put it on the marketing list, for instance, or the designer marketing list.
That'd be wonderful. So I suppose we need several things.
You
one is
take a decision from there.
The basic cost,
yeah.
And then the uplifted cost, and how much we can vary that, and then of course you know where they can deliver to and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
So,
I'll get that info together.
I think at the end it's more or less how many of these things we can bring to the people. Cost vary a lot in terms of the number of items you order. So. Well, let's make this attractive. And,
yeah.
Well, David, happy to join.
Okay.
Can imagine it's easier getting money out of that rather than with donations. because people get something and they want to have it, so maybe it's even...
Oh, I don't know. I think, I think there's the risk of having the cup too cheap, but also too expensive, if you see what I mean. I mean, you know, if it's $20 for a cup, you know that you're donating something, and it's a reward for your donation in some sense. But if it's 10, is that just an expensive cup?
I'll see what I can find. I know, for instance, there's a site called BiteLove.com, and they do merchandise. But that's a fairly small business up in Sweden, and it might actually be more easy to negotiate a nice margin with him. It does beautiful apparel, very nice T-shirts.
And alternative would also be, I think, Amazon, at least in Germany, offers that. If you produce a lot of T-shirts, it's rather cheap, at least here in Germany and other countries as well. The main problem is the logistics. It's a lot of work to get all the stuff out and to make the invoices, and as far as I know, I don't know the quotes there, but it might be cheaper to produce, for example, 1,000, 2,000 T-shirts, and then let, for example, Amazon handle delivery and invoices. It would be an option as well. I have no clue which is the better solution, but we should take this into account as well. So a Spreadshirt produces
okay,
only
well,
one.
I'll try and I'll try and cost that option as well. I would, yeah, okay, fine. Get a try and do a comprehensive survey of the issue.
So, hi folks, this is Thorsten. It seems I missed the interesting part of this call because I put that thing on the agenda. I think my take on that is it's probably not something we should or we would make much money out of, but rather to get the flag out to the people, right? I don't know if that was the contentious point here, whether Spreadshirt or whoever doesn't yield too much in terms of donation money.
Yeah, so I think probably, Torsten, you know, that's why I asked this question to start with. You know, do we want to get the message out or do we want to make money and provide people a way to donate that gives them something back?
Well, my take on that clearly is to get the swag out to the people. And if we make a small cut on that, I'm fine. But I think it's more important to get like the symbol out to the people who want it.
So I don't know. I mean, I think at conferences you're right. You know, but on web stores like that, I don't know.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, we can change that easily. And I don't know. I'm not. I have no strong opinion here, but my take would be to rather go with a... Because you have the artwork ready anyway, to go with a nice, easy, turnkey solution now that doesn't, makes us work in any way because it's completely handled by them. And if later on we have time or resources or somebody just enjoys shipping stuff, then, yeah, sure, then let's do that.
Yeah, my only concern... So, at least from my view, ideally, if you bought one, it would be expensive, and if you bought 100, it would be cheap. Maybe, because clearly you can't use them all yourself. But if someone's buying one mug, they're going to give $5 to DHL anyway, right? So, why can't they give $10 to LibreOffice? I mean, I don't know. But that was just my thinking.
Yeah. But it can't harm anyway. Cheap. I mean. Clearly, I did not
know. Is it you talking in the corridor, Torsten, or is that someone else?
It's not me, at least.
Charles, is it you?
No, absolutely not.
Aha. Who is wandering the corridors talking?
Hello?
Hello to the nice folks from the CIA.
Oh. They get everywhere.
So I think in the end, let's just see what the quotes are, how much it would cost for the customer, and how much money would be going to us and be going to the vendor, and let's just then decide. But I think in general, having some external store entity doing the whole logistics and production thing is the only way to go, at least for the moment.
Yes.
Okay. So then, I think at least from the wiki agenda we're true. Anything else? Otherwise, looking at the clock, I would just call it a day and hear each other of you next week.
Actually, there was one last thing. It was the trademark policy and logo guidelines approval.
Non sento giù, eh?
Oh, David, it's you. Can you mute?
No, because I got my microphone silenced. Now it just sounds like me.
You need the final approval of the trademark policy you posted to the list.
Yeah. So basically, we had a trademark edit, and then what also happened is that we had a conversation with Bernhard about coming up with the appropriate logo,
mm-hmm.
and I opened the page with a very brief logo guidelines and a link to the logo. And, the logo guideline is not entirely part of the trademark policy by itself. The trademark policy, exists in its own right. But, if you would like to approve it, then we can announce very quickly that we do have a trademark policy and a working set of logos.
I just didn't manage to have a look again. Can you give me until tomorrow to have a look again?
Yeah,
sure, no problem.
I'd like that too, John.
Great.
I just, clearly it's concerning to us because we're, now right on the brink of shipping our product, and we have it uploaded here and there and blah, blah, blah. It would be really nice to make sure we're complying with it, probably.
It looked good in general. So, first of all, thanks for drafting this to everyone. Just want to have at least a last look at it.
Yeah.
Florian, do you have all the links?
I have the mail right here, in the wiki, the trademark policy and the logo policy, those two pages.
Okay, so basically, if you want, tomorrow we can come up on a steering discuss this, and we can have a quick vote on this.
Yeah, I think we even can't formally approve today on the phone.
Okay.
I think. Don't know how many of us are there, but it could be a problem. We need a two-third majority and could be tied. So let's agree on doing this quickly and coordinating while the mailing list.
Okay.
Okay. Then?
I would like to say something.
Yeah.
Something. No, I just wanted to thank everybody concerning the foundation challenge. Although it seems that's already done, I wanted to say thank you to you, Florian, to David, to everybody who contributed to make the page, to set up everything, to coordinate the press, and so on and so on. And this was just amazing. And maybe I still feel, felt a little bit in a rush during that time, but it's pretty amazing to look at it. And I just wanted to say thank you for all your work.
Yeah. Thanks to you, everybody. I think it was a great team effort. They were speechless on how amazing work.
This was Florian that pushed that one through. He's the big hero here.
It was also your help with proofreading and the folks setting up the website. So thanks for the contribution.
Wow, that's what we're here for. Anyway, you did a great job, Florian. That's really terrific that we can set up the foundation. That's really terrific news.
Who has the squeaky noise in the background of the door opening?
I have no.
The squeaky noise is me.
Hello.
Actually, it was not myself, but it was someone else opening and closing a door.
Okay.
So are you trying to come up with an alibi, Ito?
No.
I'm not just kidding.
I'm sitting at my desk, so why should I?
I don't know, you tell me.
Okay, guys, should we wrap up? Because you know how it is. It's getting late.
I figure, in terms of the visual to quantum level.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, and have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
See you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.